Daf Gimel. Nita Daf Gimel, and we are going to start from Beis Amabeis V'Rami Chavis Amikva, about 6 lines up from the bottom. I thank all of those who already sent in to the email last night, just in terms of gauging the interest for a CM this summer, Bez Hashem. Again, rosnerdaf@gmail.com. Anybody is interested in possibly getting together for a CM combined with a Shir on Brachas Daf Beis, Bez Hashem, please send an email to rosnerdaf@gmail.com. Hope to, again, details will be, Be'ez Hashem, following. Okay, Beis Amabeis, V'Rami Chavis HaMikvah. So before we get into the next piece of Gemara, as we know, yesterday we started to discuss the sugyas of chazakos and how different chazakos work together. And before we continue, just to mention what I mentioned yesterday, and that is the piece in Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher in Simen Chaf Hei, where he discusses the source of chazaka. One of the sources of chazaka is the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud, where the Gemara says that a Kohen, when he declares a house a Bayis HaMenuga, he first has to go out of the house and then declare it a Bayis HaMenuga, after he already viewed what is in the house. The question is, maybe in the last 42 seconds since he left the house, now it's no longer a Bayis HaMenuga. Maybe it was healed already from its saras in the last 42 seconds. Kamashvalan, you don't assume that way. We assume it had saras 42 seconds ago, so it still has saras. That's the concept of chazaka. La mishum da amrina ukiya cheske. Hine, kama gidre chazaka hein shamru chachamim. Says Rav Asher Weiss, there are various chazakos that the Gemara talks about. Three to be exact. Within those three, there are also distinctions. But three general types of chazakos. Number one, chazaka de meikara, which is what we're talking about here. A chazaka of something that was true previously, and we say, well, if it was true previously, it must still be true now, or it must still be true as late as we could say that it was true. Biuro de elanu levados hishtanus mi libenu. We shouldn't come up with changes on our own. V'chol shelo huvrar bifaneinu shenishtana hadavar b'mitzias obadin. As long as we don't know that there has been a change, dainin lekamo shayarata. So we say that it hasn't changed. That's the concept, that's the example that we just gave about Nagoyim. There's a chazaka that it is still there. There's a chazaka that the person's still alive. There's a chazaka that the person is married. There's a chazaka that tahara. There's a chazaka of tuma. All different types of chazakas, but all of these are examples of chazaka the maker, cheskas ister, cheskas heter. So many chazakas are examples of, well, if this has been true till now, we assume it's still true now. That was number one. Chazaka de meikara. A second type of chazaka, again, now we're getting off of what is described here, but a second type of chazaka is cheskas, a chazaka in the way people behave, the way people act. Cheskas, chazaka b'das b'nei adam hanagasam. Chazaka in adam parea b'toch zmano. Beginning of Baba Basra. Chazaka, people don't pay their loan on the day that, you know, before it's due. Chazaka ein adam chote velolo. Person doesn't sin unless they get any benefit from it. Chazaka ein adam tarek besuda mafsida. First doesn't make a whole suda to get married, and then, you know, make up excuses about his wife that are false. All of these are chazakas related to behavior of people. Nothing to do with the first type of chazaka. We use the same word, but it's two totally different concepts. Chazaka de meikara and chazaka in da'as b'nei adam. That also is similar, he points this out in the footnote, that type of chazaka is similar to the concept of ruba de lesa kaman, which we had a shiur about a couple of months ago. Two types of rov. Ruba de isa kaman, there are 10 stores in front of me, 9 are kosher, 1 is not kosher. That's a rov that's in front of me. Ruba de lesa kaman is a statistical rov. Most people, most women in the world give birth after 9 months. Most people this, most people that. That's very similar to this chazaka based on people's behavior. And of course, the third type of chazaka is cheskas mamon. Chazaka of hamotzi bechaveira olav araya. If somebody wants to be motzi from a muchzak, if I'm holding something, I assume it's mine until it's proven otherwise. That's cheskas mamon. It was a cheskas mamon in terms of money, in terms of the shirt, in terms of I bought a cow and the cow had a baby. I'm not sure if the cow was gave birth before the sale, after the sale. All of these are cheskas mamon, and that he points out is based on svara. You don't need a pasuk for that. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama. That's based on Svara. Hamotz Bechaver Olav Araya. Those are the different types of chazakas. But then he goes into our chazaka, chazaka de Meikara, as we have been talking about, our Gemara, cheskas Tara of the woman, cheskas Kashrus of the Mikvah. all of these are chazaka de meikaris, which we view it two ways. Number one, if we don't know any change happened, we say, oh, it must be that it's still true. Or the second way of looking at it is that even if we know a change occurred, we will delay the change as late as we can. Chazaka de meikar v'mikvah. Now we know the mikvah is problematic, but we know the mikvah used to be kosher. So as late as we could push the change, that's what we'll do because of the chazaka de meikara. So we say it happened the second before I checked. That's a chazaka de meikara means either it didn't change or we pushed the change till as late as possible. But continues the Minchas Asher, afa chazaka de meikara beis anafim atzinuba. Even within chazaka de meikara, we have two types of chazaka de meikaras: cheskas haguf and cheskas hadin, which we already gave examples for. Cheskas haguf. Chazaka Meikara, if there's a physical reality, I don't assume that that reality changed until as late as possible. If a woman, going at the beginning of Ksubis, if a woman was Mizana or Ones, we don't know what it was, but she had a Cheskas Psulim, and then that changed. When did that change? So that's a Chazaka Meikara Cheskas Haguf type. So that's one type of chazaka de meikara. The other type of chazaka de meikara, or something, again, a physical reality, the example of negayim. There was a physical reality, there was a nega. Do I assume it changed or not? Cheskas hadin is a physical reality, but it's a little different. Cheskas eshes ish, cheskas penuya, cheskas any of those, that's not a physical reality. That's more of a status. More of a status, and that also is a type of chazaka de meikara. And a lot of what our topic of our sugyas are talking about is what happens when there is a conflict. Chazaka de meikara, again, some other type of chazaka. Chazaka de hashta. Chazaka de hashta we didn't mention. What is a chazaka? That's not a chazaka de meikara. That's not a cheskas mamon. That's not a chazaka what people think. That's another type. He doesn't mention it here. But that is just a present reality. Not really a chazaka, but look what's in front of you. Look what's in front of you. So that could ruin chazakas. Chazaka de hashta kind of pokes a hole in a chazaka de meikara. Because now you know something has changed. That's his background. Then he goes through at length different svaras for chazakas. Why do we say ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif? Most of the time a rov beats a chazaka. Because many times chazaka does not represent the truth. It just represents what I need to do because I'm not sure what the truth is. Masha'enkin, rov represents the truth, represents birur. In contrast to Hachra, as we have spoken about before. Okay, there's a lot here related to different types of chazakas, which hopefully we'll get to as time goes on and as we go through some of these sugyas. Okay, but with that background, let's at least get to today's daf. Good. We mentioned yesterday Tarta L'Reisa, but maybe we'll get back to that a little bit later on today's daf, so we can start, and then we will talk about the svaras of Tarta L'Reisa. Okay, but let's get back to where we're up to. V'rami chavis ha-mikvah. Beis ma-beis, about 8 lines up from the bottom. We asked a question on our Mishnah to 2 cases, and now we're going to bring those 2 cases and ask them on each other. Just to refresh our memories. Remember our case, where we were focusing on, let's say, the Shita of Shammai. Shita of Shammai is that if a woman checks herself and she finds herself Tamei, she's only Tamei Mikanu Lahaba. From now on, nothing in the past. That was Shammai. Hillel says, you go in the past, depending. Right? You go in the past, checking, going back to the last Bedika. So we ask, what about mikvah? Why by mikvah, if a mikvah had been kosher and now it's not kosher anymore, there's less than 40 sa'ah, we are metame limafreya vadai. We are metame limafreya vadai. How does Shammai work with that? He says you don't go backwards at all. How does Hillel work with that? After all, Hillel says you only go backwards, besafik, and here is vadai. That was one question, and we ended up saying, tarti l'reisa. That was the maskana. By the case of mikvah, you have tarti l'reisa, you have the cheskas tuma of the person, and the cheska, the chazaka, the hashta of the mikvah. Fine. Then we went into the next case of chavis, the case where I have barrels of wine, and I am assuming that it still has wine in it, and I'm being mafrish truma from that barrel, and I'm eating the other barrels, then I find out that the barrel has turned to vinegar. So the question is, when do I assume that the change took place? So, again, there's a problem. The Gemara says, and we have the 2 days, what exactly that means. For 3 days, it's a vadai, and after that, it's a suffix. But either way, you're going backwards. According to Shammai, it's for sure a problem. According to Hillel, you have some vaday in the past. And again, we said the difference, the reason for the difference is tarti l'reasa. By nida, we say there are, I'm sorry, by chavis, we say it is tarti l'reasa. There's the cheskas tevel of the food and the chazaka that now it is vinegar. Mashaikin, in our case of nida, is only looked at as chada l'reasa. So there's only one negative, the cheskas tuma of the woman, or the cheskas, the chazaka that is dam l'faneinu. Of the woman, there was, she had her original cheskas tahara, and that's why again tayti l'reasa versus chada l'reasa. Just by the way, the Rishonim discuss how could you not know when the change took place by the wine? Isn't there a concept of being torei min hamukaf, taking off truma from what is connected to the item that you're eating, you're partaking from mukaf, like the word hekav, what's connected to it? How here do you not know? So some, the Chachmas Bezalel discusses this, and he quotes a number of the Rishonim. He says, maybe we're talking about Trumas Meiser, which doesn't have a dinim in a mukaf. Maybe we're talking about a case where the barrel's open. As long as the barrel's open, you don't have to check what's in the barrel. That's already considered in a mukaf. He gives a couple of examples. Or maybe it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantif, and you don't have time, so but the Abed, you could go Shalom in a mukaf. Other examples that are given. Okay, V'rabi Chavas HaMikvah. So now let's get to the question. Let's ask from these two cases that we brought to ask on our Mishnah. So, Maishta Hachavade, Maishta Hachasafik. Why by mikvah, when we say we're metame l'mafreya, we say it's tame vadai, while by the chavis, the barrel case, we only say it's safik. What does safik mean? We have to assume it was vinegar very early, but whatever you amafish already, we assume is truma. And you have to be toreim, v'yafresh, v'yachser, v'yitrum. You have to do it again. So it's safik in the past. So, Amr, Ichanina Misura, Mantana Chavetz Rabbi Shimoni, really it's a machlokas tanaim. And the one who says Safik in one case would say Safik in the other case. And Vaday and Vaday. The one who says Chavetz, which is Safik, is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Delagabi Mikvah Nami Sveka Mashvilei. Because even regarding Mikvah, he would say only Safik. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says, Julia Brysa, Titania, Mikvah Shenim Davinim Sachaser, the case we had earlier, a Mikvah that's measured and you find it to be less than 40 Sa'ah, Kalataras, Shenasu, Al Gabav, Lamafreya, all Taras that you did on it, retroactively, Bain Bershas Arabi, Bain Bershas Yachid, it doesn't matter where the what is. Rashi says where the Mikvah is, Tameos, it's Tameh. Right, that's the Tanakama, that was the Shita earlier. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Birshos Harabim Tahoros, Birshos Yachid Tolin. In Birshos Harabim Tahor. In Birshos Yachid Tame, meaning Safik. That's the din of Safik Tuma. Birshos Harabim, Birshos Yachid. So therefore you see it's Rabbi Shimon, and therefore it is a Machlokas Tanaim. What do we say in these cases, Vadai, that are both of these cases are Tarti L'Reasa. Do we say Tarti L'Reasa makes it Vadai in the past or Suffolk in the past? Machlokas Tanaim. That's what we ended off with yesterday, that the Rambam's sheet is problematic, because the Rambam's Mechalik. The Rambam says, by Mikvah Vadai, and by Chavis Suffolk, he passes like the question of the Gemara, which is a problem. And the Gemara answers, it's Machlokas Tanaim. But the Rambam passes like the question. So the Chassam Sofer and the Meshul Chachma that we mentioned yesterday do not answer how the Rambam reads the Gemara, they just give a Svara. The Rambam's Svara is that by Chavis, at least you have, the ball was rolling. You know the snowball started, because you know for at least a couple of days after the last time you checked, it's good, it's wide, it can become vinegar right away. So once you can assume it started a little bit, you can assume the snowball continued, and it started a lot. But by Mikvah, there's no snowball, there's no reason to think a second afterwards it was still good. So that was the Svara to explain the Rambam, but how do you read the Gemara is still somewhat problematic. Okay, now the Gemara continues. We're still in the Brisa. Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Vishneim lo lamduha elamisota. Yisod gadol. They both learned their Shita. Whether we're metame, misafeg, or mivadai, they both learned it from Sota. They compare it to Sota, because Sota is a Safek Tuma case. We don't know what happened, whether this woman actually did something with the man she was secluded with. So it's a Safek Tuma means whether she was Matami herself with this man. So they both learned it from Sota. So, Rabbanan Savri Ki Sota, the Rabbanan who say were Matami Vadai in the past, they compare it to Sota. Ma Sota Safiki Va Asa'ua Kivadai, just like Sota. It's a case of Safik, we don't know what happened, and yet we treat it like a Vadai, meaning we say she is Asura Labaila. We treat it like a Vadai. Hachanami Safik Va Asa'ua Kivadai. So too, in our case, in the case of Mikvah, and in the case of Chavis, it's a Safek, and we treat it like a Vadai, Safek Tumah. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, we're going to go through the whole section here, and then we'll come back. Imi Sota, 1 second. Rabbanan, you learn it from Sota, therefore you say it's Vadai. Imi Sota, Emaki Sota. So what do you mean? So why don't you compare it to Sota a little more? Ma Sota, Birishas HaRabim Tahar, HaChanabi Birishas HaRabim Tahar. The source by Sota, we know, Sota is Rishas HaYachid. Rishas HaRabim, there's no Yichud. Sota doesn't apply to Rishas HaRabim. So why don't we go further? Just like Sota in Rishas HaRabim would be mutter, because that wouldn't be Yichud, so too here, which is Rishas HaRabim is Tahar. So Gemara says, wait a minute, Hachi Ashta. Now, Hasam Mishum Stirahu, Vistira Birshas HaRabim Leka. Over there by Sota, it's not that, oh, you have a suffix, and if you have the suffix in Rishas HaYachid, it's this, and Rishas HaRabim is that. The case doesn't exist in Rishas HaYachid. It's much more fundamental. It's not like, oh, if I maybe touch a dead body here, I maybe touch a dead body there. It's the same exact case, and it could exist here, and it could exist there. Sota cannot exist if there's no Yichud. The whole case falls away. It's not like you have, oh, Sota in Rishus HaRabim is Tzveik Otar. No, there is no Sota in Rishus HaRabim. It's a much more fundamental Hafka'a. And you can't talk even in those terms. So you can't say, oh, if you're learning it from Sota, Rishus HaRabim should be Tar. No. This is the Sheet of the Rabbanan. Hacha, but over here, Mishum Chaserhu. But over here by Mikvah, it is Mishum Chaser. Mali Chaser, Rishus HaRabim. Mali Chaser, Rishus HaYachid. It doesn't make a difference. If you're not comparing it to Sota in that way, then you just say it's the same type of suffix, and therefore, it's going to be Vadai Tameh. V'chi Tema, last line of the section, HaKal Suffix Tumah versus Rabim Tahar. Okay, fine, don't learn it exactly from Sota, but don't we have that rule? Suffix Tumah versus Rabim Tahar versus Yachid Tameh? Don't we have that rule, Mr. Rabbanan? Kivan Te'ikit Ika Tarti L'Reasa, Kevadai Tumah Dami. Since there's Tarti L'Reasa, we treat it like Vadai Tumah. You're right, it's something which we should maybe say, the rules of Rishas HaRabim, but Tarti L'Reasa overrides that. Tarti L'Reasa is too much of a halachic principle, and therefore that's enough to say Vadai Tameh by Mikvah and by Chavis in the past. That is all the Shita of the Rabbanan. Okay, before we get to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, a couple of Haaris. First of all, what is the source for this principle that just came up and it's going to come up soon? Suffik Tumah, Birshas HaRabim, Tahor, Birshas HaYachid, Tameh. What is the source of that? So, some say it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Some Rishonim. If you look in the Rambam has a Svara. Rambam has a Svara. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis. I'm sorry. This is, that's another one. Shar Avos HaTumos. In Perek Tes Zion, Halacha Aleph. Mipnei Ma, and the question, interestingly, is, what would you have said without a source? Without a svar, without Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? We know there's a distinction. Suffik Tumah versus Yachid, Tameh versus Rabim Tahar. So which is the Chiddush? Is there a Chiddush? Is there one that's more partial than the other one? Or do you say that I would have no idea what I would have done, and the Taras B'Chadish for me what to do? Because usually when you have a distinction, you can say, oh, I would have said Tahar, the Torah is B'chadesh, then Rishas HaYachid is Tameh. Or do I say, no, I would have said Tameh, and Torah is B'chadesh, Rishas HaRabim is Tahar. So it's interesting. If you look in the Rambam, it sounds like neither of them are what I would have said. Because he gives reasons for both. Says the Rambam, Mipnei ma tieru chachamim savik b'Rishas HaRabim. Why do the chachamim, interesting lashon, chachamim, Pasha, this is a din daraisa. But why do we understand, why would the Chachamim mefaresh, the Torah, that Safik Rishas HaRabim is Tahar? The Rabbim doesn't say Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. He gives a Svara, two Svaras actually. Number one, Shaharei Hatzibur Osin HaPesach Bituma Bizman Shatmei Merubim. Hey, we know that on Pesach, if everybody's Tameh, we're going to allow you to do the Karban Pesach. And therefore, im tuma vadois nidcheis mipneihem kal v'chomer l'safik tuma. If there are cases where even tuma vada is pushed aside, then surely safik tuma should be pushed aside always. That's fascinating, makar. Tuma vada is only pushed aside in one specific case, tuma uchabitzibur. But the Rambam uses that as a precedent. If vadai tuma, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, is Rishas HaRabim. If Vadai Tumah is pushed aside in one case, so Safik Tumah should be pushed aside in all cases in Rishas HaRabim. That's the Rambam's Makar. And then he adds, She'isser kol ha-sveikos mi-divrehem, which is his Shita l'shitaso, that all suffix, after all, are only Durabanan. And therefore, you can be makel here. Kamosha b'yana bilchas b'yas asuros, as I explained, the outrise is the Rambam Shita of not only Safek Tuma, but all Safek Daraisa Lechumra is Lekula on a Daraisa level, and is only Lechumra on a Drabbanan level. That's the Rambam, first half. And then the Rambam says, Umipnei ma'hichmiru b'safek rishus hayachid. It's a fascinating ha'ara, just forgetting even what the Rambam says. The Rambam feels the need to explain both sides. Right, not just one side, because neither side is what I would have said. There's no, you know, given. The Rambam says, and why am I matami savig rishus hayachid? So here he quotes Sota, shahari Sota shenistera, afal pisha davar safik hari tameila bayla chatishte. Right, that is the svara the Rambam gives. The source is Sota. Sota is a safik, and yet we ask her labayla, so to all safik tuma birishus hayachid. If you look on the Rivet here, the Rivet quotes the Tosefta, mifarish od tam acher, mipnei she'efshar lihi sho'el al hayachid, vi'i efshar lihi sho'el al harabim. Another difference between yachid and rabim, which is a principle in Hilchos Tuma V'Tahara, can you go and ask a shayla about it? A yachid can ask a shayla about it, that's why it's tameh, and a rabim cannot. Okay, either way, this is the Rambam in Perek Tazayin of what is the source for Savik Tuma, Bereshus Harabim Tar, and Bereshus Hayachid Tame? Bereshus Hayachid Tame. It's interesting. Machlokes Rishonim, do we say, is there a need for a source for Savik Tuma, Bereshus Harabim Tar, if there is a Cheskas Tara anyway? That is a Machlokes Rishonim. Again, if there's a Cheskas Tara, do you need the principle of Savik Tuma versus Arabim Tahar? It's a Cheskas Tara anyway. So if you look in Tosfos and Maseches Sota, yes, you need the source anyway. Because once we know there's Savik Tuma and Rishus Hayachid, that's Tamei. So maybe, is that based on a Svara? No. It's a Gzeres HaKasev. Learned that from Sota. So if it's a Gzeres HaKasev, maybe we shouldn't limit the Gzeres HaKasev. And the Gzeres HaKasev should apply always, wherever you are. So that is why, says Tosas and Sota, Daf Chav Chesem Abeis, you need a makar for Savik Tumar, Bichus, or Rabim, Tahar, even if it's a Cheskas Tahara, as we see in our Gemara. V'yesh Lomar, says Tosas, Ilav Hilchasa, Tosas the Shita, is that it's Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, Ilav Hilchasa, the Gamrina, the Bichus, or Rabim, Tahar, Hava Mina, Stira, Denakat Kra, Lo Dibir HaKasev, Ela Behove, V'hu Adin, L'kol Savik Tumar, B'chol Makom, Shenolda, to be Svara, Ein Latar, Zu, Yoser, Mizu, V'saka Daitach, the Gzeres HaMelech, Kachi, B'chol Savik Tumar, Hilchach, Istra, Hilchus, again, Tosfos is clear that the principles of Safek Tuma are not based on Svara. There's no reason to think that just because it's in the street, there's more reason that it's Tahar, and just because it's in my backyard, there's more reason that it's Tame. There's no reason for that. What are the sources? The sources are either Halacha Moshe Misinai's or Kal Vachomer's, or it's Kal Vachomer's based on a suffix, just that's the Rambam's Kal Vachomer, or a Limud from Sota. These are all important Ha'aris. Okay, but other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim say you only need the Makar when there is no Cheskas Tara. Okay, we continue. So that is all the Shita of the Rabbanon. The Shita of the Rabbanon, how do you know that Vadai, by the case of Chavis and by Mikvah, you say it's Tamei Vadai in the past? Because you learned it from Sota. You learned it from Sota. Okay. And ultimately, it's Tati L'Reasa, so you treat it as a Vadai. V'Rebbe Shimon Savar, now on the Teflon or so. What is Rebbe Shimon who says it's a Suffolk in the past? Ki Sota. You learned also from Sota. Ma Sota, B'Rishuz Arabim Tar, Achanam, B'Rishuz Arabim Tar, Pashut. Rav Shimon does not think that Rishus Arabim ruins the whole definition of Sota. No! You're right, there's no Sota in Rishus Arabim, but you can still call that a case of Sota in Rishus Arabim, Mr. Ah, I Sota, Ema, Ki Sota, Ma Sota, Rishus Yachin, Temea Vadai, Hachanami, Rishus Yachin, Temea Vadai. Rav Shimon, if you're comparing it to Sota, so at least say Sota, so Rishus Yachin is Temea Vadai, but you say everything is Suffolk. You say everything is suffake. So he's a guy. I said, no, hachiyashta. Hasam by sota yesh raglayim ladavar. Huge topic in Maseches Sota. By sota, there's a good probability that it occurred. Why? This woman already was warned. Don't seclude yourself with this guy. We know she has something with this guy. And then she has seclusion with this guy. So there's a good probability that something happened. Shari kina lovinistra. He already warned her and they had yichud. Hacha, my raglayim ladavar ika. Here there's no reason, there's no probability. For any case, there's no raglayim ladavar. So Rashi says this applies. Reb Shimon holds every case of Safek Tuma is only Safek Tame. That's Rashi in the first skinny line. Vishmamina, the Kasava Reb Shimon, Bishar Safik Tumada Al Manami, Bershasa Yachet Tolin, to Ha'ein Raglayim Ladavar. Whatever you don't have Raglayim Ladavar, Reb Shimon holds that it is only Safik Tame. Okay, let's continue a little more and then we'll make a comment. V'i Bayesema, now we have a different Svara for Reb Shimon. I know Tama de Reb Shimon. Gomar Sof Tuma, Mitchilas Tuma. We learned Sof Tuma, which means when a person's becoming Tahar, meaning going to the mikvah, that's called Sof Tuma. Tchilas Tuma means how you became Tame. So we learn one from the other. Ma Tchilas Tuma, Safik Naga, Safik Lo Naga, Bereshus Arabim Tar. Right, just like getting Tameh, we say Rishus Arabim is Tahar. Av Sof Tuma, so to Sof Tuma by mikvah. Safik Taval, Safik Lo Tava, Rishus Arabim Tar. So you compare Sof Tuma to Tchilas Tuma. Verabbanan, Rabbanan say no. Rabbanan who say Vadai Tameh, Hachi Ashto, wait. Hasa by mikvah. By the case of becoming tamei, gavra becheskas tarakai. A person is tahar. You want to know if he became tamei or not? Misveka lo machtina leilutoma. Meaning chazaka demei kara. But hacha, the opposite, gavra becheskas tumakai. Here, the person, whether he went to the mikvah or not, is becheskas tuma. Misveka lo machtina leilutomasa. So therefore, bitumaso. So we don't. You can't compare sof tuma and tchilas tuma because the chazaka demei kara in each case is different. Period. There is a question that all the Rishonim deal with back in the beginning of the Masechta, in yesterday's Daf. First Tosfos in the Masechta deals with this question. How could Shammai say, Dayan Shaitan? What does he do with the principle of Safek Tumah, Bereshus Yachid? Right, that's Tosfos Kasha. Why don't we say, Safek Tumah, Bereshus Yachid is Tameh? So how can he say there's no Tumah backwards? How is that possible? So all the Rishonim deal with that. Maybe there's a difference between Safek Naga and Safek Ra'a. That's what Tosfos says over here in the beginning of the Masechta. Lo garmini misota el tumas maga, v'lo tumas re'ia. Right, so that's one. All the Rishonim try to deal with that, just to mention. The Ritva says maybe there's a difference between raglayim ladavar and ain raglayim ladavar. Right, whether you say that there's raglayim ladavar in the regular by sota, there's raglayim ladavar. That's where you have the rules of regular suffic tuma. But by nida, there's no raglayim ladavar that she became a nida a week ago. Maybe it just happened just now. Okay, so that's just an important discussion you should know, we should know, related to the beginning of the Masechta. Next, Umayshna Mimavui. Third context that we're bringing up. We brought up Mikvah, we brought up Chavis. Third question, let's say on Shammai at least, from Mavui. Titznan, what's the case of Mavui? Titznan, the Mishnah says, later on, Hasheret Shenim Sabah Mavui, you have a Sheret, a dead one of the eight shrutzim, which makes you tameh. That is an avatoma, a recently dead sheret. So it's still moist, and it will make you tameh. The eight shrutzim listed in Sefer HaYikra. So sheret shenifsa b'mavui mitameh l'mafreya. So we assume this sheret was here in the past, and therefore taris that existed and that were in this alleyway are also tameh. Until somebody could say, going backwards, well, I checked it here and there wasn't a sheretz here. Or the last time it was swept out, because if it was swept out, we assume it was seen. Question mark. So again, you see from there that this we assume there was the sheretz in the past. So I don't assume there was dam in the past. Same question. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam nami kivan diika shrutzim degufe ushrutzim deasume alma. Says there's two populations of shrutzim that we could deal with. Shrutzim that are from this alleyway and shrutzim that come from outside. There's a lot of shrutzim that could be here. Ketar to l'reasa dami. It's like tar to l'reasa. What do you mean like tar to l'reasa? It isn't tar to l'reasa. The Ritva's lashon is, it's such a good chance. V'yesh lomar delav ketati l'reasa mamish el lomar de dummy lake sas sheroi litlos mihas. It's the same kind of idea that you could be tola it on that it was there, and therefore we treat it like a case of tati l'reasa. Again, we didn't go into it yet what tati l'reasa works, but somehow the chazakas work together to say that the status was in the past already. Tati l'reasa. We knock out the chazaka de meikara. Good. Next, v'ibayasema. Second idea. So now we're going back to all the way at the beginning. What was idea number one in Shammai? Back on the base of an Aleph. What's the svar for Shammai? Hamid ishal cheskasa. Cheskas tara. And then we got into the whole discussion, but the mikvah, there's a cheskas kasha, so the mikvah, v'chulu v'chulu. That was all number one, up till now. Now we have svara number two for Shammai. V'ibayasema. Hainu time at the Shammai. This is the reason for Shammai. Hoel v'isha margeshes ba'atzma. A woman has a hargasha when she sees dam, and because she did not have a hargasha previously, it must be that the dam only came out right now when she checked. And when she checked, she didn't have hargasha now either. Says Tosvos, when a woman does an internal exam, a bedika, it could be that masked the hargasha, and therefore maybe right now she had it. Earlier she didn't have it, so we can assume that she did not have her a year earlier. But right now, the Hillel. And Hillel would answer, no, kisvura hargasha's miraglayim hi. Maybe she did have a hargasha yesterday, but she was going to the bathroom when she had the hargasha. She was making matal miraglayim, and that's why that was also a masked hargasha, and therefore the Rabbanan would say, you go backwards. Period. This is a huge topic in halacha lamaisa, but just one ha'ara, and again, we'll get back to this from later in the Masechta, one ha'ara, we know that there is a concept of ksamim, which we're going to get to again in a couple of lines. Ksamim, the Rabbanan, as we related yesterday, created an entire world of nida d'Rabbanan. And that is if a woman finds a stain. Woman finds a stain, that's nida d'Rabbanan. But, we're going to learn later on, there are five limitations of ksamim. Not loopholes, but limitations, because they made up this whole world of Nida D'Rabbanan. They can say it only applies if it's on white, if it's on a Davar HaMakabel Tuma, if it's the right size, if it's the right color. Right? All this because we really have no idea. We'll talk about Ksamim more in a minute. But that whole world of Ksamim is a rabbinic creation, and therefore there are limitations. There is no Hargasha by Ksamim. That's why you have all these kulas, because it's D'Rabbanan. There are three cases, though, in halacha, where we don't call it a kesem, because we assume that there might have been a masked hargasha. Even though no women have hargashas bezman hazeh. Afal pikein, we're machmir, and three cases, we don't have the kulas of ksamim. Number one is a bedika. In eid ha-badek, when a woman does it, a regular eid ha-bedika that she has to do, let's say bezman hazeh, we don't say, oh, it's so tiny, so there's no, it's not, she's not. She's not a nida. No, of course not. By a bedika, it depends on the color. It doesn't depend on the size, because you don't have the kulas of ksam in there. Why? Because we are worried. Exactly what our Gemara says here. Maybe she had a masked hargasha when she did a bedika. A. Number two, meraglayim. Two of them are mentioned right here. When a woman goes to the bathroom, if a woman checks the second that a woman goes to the bathroom, right afterwards she checks herself, and she has dam, so there too we would not rely on the kulas of ksamim. That is why the poskim generally say that a woman should wait a few seconds after she goes to the bathroom, so whenever she then wipes herself, that's not called a bedika, that's not called, because she would have had the hargasha earlier, she finished going to the bathroom. If she waits a few seconds, then we can assume that that is now in the world of ksamim again, not in the world of a mas hargasha. The third case, which is not mentioned in the Gemara here, is b'shas tashmish. If a woman does a bedika the second, and checks herself the second after she's with her husband, that also we're worried that it should be a mas hargasha. So that's why we don't suggest, halacha doesn't say that a woman should be checking herself right after she's a man and a woman are together. And if she wants, a few minutes later, again, it's not called b'shas maisa. Only b'shas maisa would be the issue. But those are the three examples in halacha where we're worried about mas hargashas in eid habaduk, hargashas meraglayim, and b'shas bia. Those are the three cases that we're worried. Anyway, getting back to our discussion. So says the Gemara, the second svar of Shammai is, well, she didn't have a hargasha previously, so we know it can't be that the dam came out. Ula Shammai hika yishena. What maybe she had a hargasha when she was sleeping. So that's why she didn't feel it. No, Yishena Nami, a sleeping woman, Agav Tsare Misara. She would wake up from the pain. She would wake up from the Hargasha. Where's the peril? Me did a hobby, Hargasha Miraglayim. Just like sometimes we wake up and we have to go to the bathroom during the night, that urge wakes us up. So too, the Hargasha would have woken up the woman. And therefore, because she didn't get woken up, so that's why we can assume that there was no dam earlier. That's the svara for Shammai. Ay bohaika shote. What about a woman who's not mentally stable? Maybe she had a hargasha, she just wasn't aware of it. So the Gemara says, you're right. Motashayim b'shote. Shammai would agree by shote that there's tumah l'mafreya. You're right. The Mishnah is not talking about that case. Ay hakol hanashim tani. The Mishnah says, kol hanashim. Remember the name of the parak? Shammai Omer. Kol hanashim dayin shaitan. So where it says, kol hanashim pikros. No, it means all non-shote women. Kol hanashim pikros. I velisni nashim. So just leave out the word kol. What are you confusing me with? Just say, nashim. So dayan shaitan. So the Gemara said, no, la'afuke midi Rabbi Eliezer. The reason it says kol is to go against the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Don Rabbi Eliezer says in the next Mishnah, on Daf Zayin, arba nashim v'sulo. Rabbi Eliezer says there are four women that we say dayin shaitan, which we'll get to. Meinekes and the Zakena v'chulu. We'll get to those. So Rabbi Eliezer says there's four women, kamash lo kol nashim. That's why Shammai said kol. But it's not to include all women. Shote would be excluded. Shote, Shammai would agree, is Tami Lamafreya. Ay, v'yayika ksamim. What about ksamim? What do you mean ksamim? Ksamim also, there's no hargasha. And later on, we're going to talk about ksamim being mitame. Being metame, so le metan ksamim de lo kashamai. Should we say that whole world of ksamim is not like Shammai? Because Shammai says there's only tuma if there's a hargasha. And there, here, and there, it talks about finding a kesem. Where I said, no, Amar Abaya. Moda Shammai b'ksamim. Shammai would agree by ksamim. Why? My taima. Because where else did it come from? Betzipa lo nizaska. By a tzipa, she wasn't shechling a bird. B'shuk shot habacham lo ava. She didn't go through the butcher shop. So, hay dam, hecha asi. Where did this dam come from? It must have come from her, and therefore, he would agree by ksamim. By the way, that's the fifth tliya that I didn't mention earlier. And that is the fifth inherent leniency by ksamim is if there's a taliyah. I remember I once had a shiloh 10 years ago or so. Remember, it had to be at least 10 years ago. When it calls me, she found a big kesem, and on this I'm like, is it the time? You know, you ask all the shilohs, is it the time that she's supposed to see? No. So trying to figure out what. I'm like, were you osik in anything red? That the answer is never yes when you ask that shiloh. You know, you got other answers. But she said, I don't know, I did some painting with my kids. I said, you did some painting with your kids? Like, what color paint? She's like, red. And I'm like, yeah, and she kind of like spilled all over the place. So Lamaisa, we worked it out, and it was paint. But that's a tliya. If you have another place to where it came from, then that's where it came from. But otherwise, we don't assume that way. There is a very important kesef Mishnah when it comes to ksamim. We'll get to this later on. I guess we'll just mention it. Three sources we're getting related to ksamim. The main source of ksamim comes up later. Rashi and Tosas argue. Ksamim. Daf Nun Ches Min Aleph. Later on, Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says, you know why the Rabbanan created ksamim? Because maybe there was a hargasha and she didn't realize. That's ksamim. Tosas says, no. Tosas says, even though we know there was vad, I know hargasha. There's still the world of ksamim. That's an important lomdash machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos later on in Daf Nun Ches. But ask the Kesef Mishnah, the Taz quotes it. Ask the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Isurei Bia, why don't we say all ksamim are mutter because of a svek sveka? Maybe it came from an outside source, and even if it didn't, maybe it come from somewhere else in the body, not from her makor, not from her uterus. So why aren't all ksamim tar because of svek sveka? And the Kesef Mishnah says, one of two answers, either because of the Chumra Denida, Chivei Kares, Chumra Denida, number one, this is in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, Chumra Denida, number one. Number two is exactly what Agamar just said. Well, hey, where else did it come from? If you don't have any tliyas and it's in a private area on her, where else did it come from? So even though it's a Svek Sveka, we're Machmir. Okay, so this is all a little bit related to Ksamim, and we continue. Again, there's a lot more right here, but we'll continue. Iba Yisema, Hayna Dama de Shammai. Third approach for Shammai. Why does Shammai say only Mitame Mikano Laba? Demisa Davi Dam Meikara Avi Asi. If their Dam had been come out from the uterus earlier, it would have come out already. The Hillel, no. Kosli Besarechem Emidu. Hillel would say, no, the inside of her canal, vaginal canal, would have held it in, meaning it already came out of the uterus, she was ready, Shem Nida, and it was held inside. V'shamai kosli bezerechem lo mukmidam. No, it wouldn't. Is that a machlokas and metzias? That's a tough one. Okay, either way. Period. So mishameshes b'moch ma'ikel ha'meimar. Aye, next question. What about a woman who is mishameshes b'moch? A woman who does some type of birth control without getting into the lamaisa allowances. But if she did that, maybe also, maybe the moch was ma'amid the dam. Maybe the moch, if she's using a moch, some type of internal device to make sure she does not become pregnant. So what about that case? Maybe the moch held the dam in. So Abaye would say, yeah, moch deshamim b'shemeshes b'moch. He would agree there too, because there's an external stimuli that makes her not realize she's a nida. But maybe she was a nida beforehand. Shammai would agree by mishameshes b'moch. Rava amar no, moch nami, agav zeya michvitz. No, even a moch wouldn't create a total blockage. Because it gets sweaty in the area, it would shrivel up a little bit, and it would allow some dam to come out. And the fact that dam did not come out means it only came out now. Michmetz Kavitz. Umoda Rava b'mokdachuk. But Rava would agree, by if it was totally stuck in, no area to come out, mokdachuk, then he would agree that Shammai would agree as well. So again, that's the lashon of mokdachuk, not in the context that we know at Lamaisa, but there it is. So we have three svaras for Shammai. Number one, Mamed Isha al Cheskas Tara Shala. Number two, there was no Hargasha earlier. Number three, well, it didn't come out. Three svaras. My umai ika ben hani lishni lahech lishna. So what's the difference, first of all, between the last two and the first one? Ika binai olamir mi chavis umikvo mavli. Well, do you ask the kashas of chavis mikvo mavli? Lahech lishna ika lamir minhu. According to the first svara, we ask those kashas because it has to do with chazakas. Le hani lishni lech lamir mi. You don't ask those. So that's the difference between the last two and the first one. Umai ika ben hai lishna lahech lishna. So what's the difference between the last two? The last two, Hargasha, no Hargasha versus it would have come out. La Abaya, according to Abaya, the first one, Ika Moch. According to Abaya, Moch is an afkamina, because he doesn't have an issue about it would have come out. His issue is just Hargasha. Rashi explains, according to the first version of Isha Margeshes, even if she's Meshameshes B'moch, we say, so what? Right now. Right now is where she's Batami from. According to the one who says you take Moch into account, there will be Batami Lamafrei in that case. Lo Rava Ika Moch Dachuk. And to Rava, at least most Moch Dachuk, he would agree that Shammai would agree. Period. Tanya Ki Alishna. We have a Braisa that supports number three. Because the Braisa says, Dim Isa Davidame Ikar Aviyasi. That's Svara. What's the Braisa as follows? Amar Lohilo Shammai. Hillel says to Shammai, Iatamode, Bikupa Shinishtamshu Bataris. Bizavizu, Venimsa Sheretz, Bizavis Acheres. I have a box that I had Taurus in the box, and in one side of the box, and then I found this dead Sheretz in the other side of the box. What's the halacha there? Do I assume that the Sheretz was there when I took the Taurus out? If it was on the same side of the box, I assume that it's Tahar. Why? Because I assume I would have seen it when I took the Taurus out. But if it's on the other side of the box, I'm not sure. So the halacha the Braisa says is Shetaurus Arishonis Tomeos. Hillel says to Shammai, don't you assume that the Sheretz was in there? So too in our Nida case. Why don't you assume that it was there? Amalo, so you see the whole language sounds like that third opinion, right? That I would have happened. Amalo, Aval. Shammai says, you're right. I agree with you in that case. But Umay Hefesh means Lazu. But there's a big difference between the case of Nida and the case of the box. Lazu, Yesh Lashulayim. The box has a bottom to it. If it has a bottom to it, then obviously the Sheretz couldn't fall out. So if it's there now, we assume it was there before. That's why I'm going to be Metame. Lazu, for the woman, Elo Shalayim, there's no bottom. What does that mean, there's no bottom? And therefore, if the dam would have been inside, it would have come out. So that's the Svara. That's the number three Svara for Shammai. That's how this Braisa supports number three. Period. Rava Amar, here we go, number four. A fourth Svara for Shammai. By the way, the Sharm Siyana Balacha says, I didn't mention it, we're back. Shaar Mitzvah Balach is back, Baruch Hashem. We have, the last one we had was on Chulin, and before that on Avodah Zarah. But now we have one on Nida, Brachah, Shabbos, Erevim, Sachem, Shkolim, Yom HaSukkah, right, on everything. But right now he's back. See, he just makes the Hara here. It's obvious Hara, but it's just, think about how all of these Dafim that we're going through now are totally not Halacha L'maisa. We're focusing on the Shita of Shammai, who we don't paskin like. It just shows you that Gemara is not just interested in who we paskin like. Right, there's Lomdis and Svara and Talmud Torah, even though we're going through this whole Dafim and Dafim of Shitas that we don't paskin like. But Talmud Torah. So Rava Amar, fourth opinion. Time at the Shammai Mishum Bittul Piru Verivya. The reason is because of Bittul Piru Verivya. What does that mean? If a man knows that it could be that his wife is already a Nida, and we're going to find out tomorrow that we're going to be Matami her backwards, then he's going to be very nervous. He's not going to even want to be with his wife. So that's why, Bishon Bittul Piru Verivya. Tani Nami Hachi, Amru Lo Shammai LeHillel, Im Kein, Bidalta, Benos Yisomi, Piru Verivya. That's his Lashon. The Rishash is Meir, Benos Yisrael. Women don't have a mitzvah, Puruvu. So either don't take Benos Yisrael literally, or don't take Piru Verivya seriously. It might mean the mitzvah of Ona. Right, that's what it might mean, Pashtus. Or Benos Yisrael, right? We have to work it out. The Rishash here discusses other suggestions as well. But we do a lot. In Hilchas Nida, we bend over backwards to try to be Matari Shalabayla. That's the beautiful Diyak of the Noda Bihuda in Brachas Dav Dalet. That David HaMelech says, all the other kings wake up so late, and I wake up early, and on my hands are Yadai Molech Lachos Beshvir Veshilya Letahari Shalabayla. The Gemara doesn't say to figure out if she's Tamei or Tahar. It's Letahari Shalabayla because this is the one area in Halacha where we're objective, but we're weighted to try to find a heter. Hilchos Nida, we always try to find a heter if we can. If we can't, we can't. But we always try to find one. Period. Next, Uman Detani Hai Lishna. According to the one who says this Lishna, Hatanya Kihech Lishna Demisa Dahavidam Meikar Haviasi. What do the other opinions do? What does the opinion number three do with this brisa that we just quoted about Pitul Per Yivarivya? Seems to be befavors. That's the svara for Shammai. Hasam Hillel Hu Dekatai. No, Hillel earlier. I'm sorry. What does the fourth opinion do with the third opinion? So, because the third opinion also brought a brisa. It would have come out earlier. So no, there Hillel made the mistake. Who saw our time of the Shammai dim Isa Davis Dameika Raviasi Vakamakshile Kupa? He thought that that was the svara of Shammai. And that's why he asked him about the Kupa case. The Amale Shammai, and Shammai himself would have given the answer, time of the demon should bit the period of Yerivya. Ulamai de Katois Nami. But that mistake which you made, and you asked me, I'll even give you an answer, Lashitascha. Dikamakshis Kupa, Lazu Yeshla Shulayim, Lazu Ein Lashulayim. So really, number four would say that the brisa that number three brought is not literally, it was just Lashitascha. Next, what about the opposite? Ulaman de Tani Hai Lishna, the one who says the third opinion, Hatanya Kihech Lisha Bishon Bitta Peri Verivya. What is opinion number three do with the brisa that supports opinion number four? So Haki Kamala Hillel Shammai. No, this is what Hillel is saying to Shammai in Taima Kamris. Really, your reason is Dim Isa Davidame Karaviasi. I hear that. Mihu Ase Siagla Dvarecha. Fine, I understand that you have a good svar, but at least shouldn't you be a little extra careful? Shouldn't you make a siyag? You should make a siyag. Maybe there was a little bit of a chance that there was tumah. Maybe. And Abaya says, you don't make siyagim when there's counter pressure. That's not the ikar reason of Shammai. That's just the reason he doesn't make an extra siyag. The Hillel, mipir yivarivya, mikamina lataruzu takamina. I didn't say that you should look at her as a need to labayla in the past, just for taris in the past. Vishamai, Lataris Namilo, Dimkin Libunokvo Poresh. No. Human nature. If somebody knows that there's Tumitara on the Taris, then they'll think that it's even. She's a Chash Nida, and he won't be with his wife. Okay? Period. We'll have to stop here by Itmar. And Hashem, we will continue tomorrow, continuing in this whole new world of Meseches Nida. There's Lamdas, there's Lamaisa, Baruch Hashem. And we will continue. And again, please remember, if anybody, didn't send the email yet. A lot of people didn't send the email yet. If you can, let me know, again, in the New York area, to have a Siyum around the time, not the same night, obviously, as the big Siyum HaShas, but probably the following night, along with the Shir on Brachas Daf Beis, please send an email to rosnerdaf@gmail.com.